When the drums of the Veterans Honor Song echoed from the walls of the Atikamekw Anishinaabeg Community Center on November 8, it sounded like the guns of war, a reminder of what so many heard in their final moments, or still hear in their nightmares. Indigenous Remembrance Day is observed on November 8, recognizing the courage and sacrifice of First Nation, Inuit, and Métis people in military service. It is estimated that, in total, more than 12,000 Indigenous people fought on the front lines, serving in all conflicts in which Canada has been involved. Co-hosted by the First Nation and Royal Canadian Legion Branch 215, the ceremony was a chance for healing, and to come together as a community in a culturally significant way, said Brandy Saikkonen, the Atikamekw Anishinaabeg event planner behind the ceremony. We get to gather together, and we get to visit each other, and with the drum and the smudge, it's what cleanses us, she said. Brandy Saikkonen, seen here, planned the Indigenous Remembrance Day ceremony at Atikamekw Anishinaabeg on November 8. Jenny Lamothe. Those in attendance, including the Sudbury Veteran Peer Support Network and the children from St. James Catholic Elementary School, were treated to a feast after, as is tradition for celebrations. The students were on hand to sing the national anthem in both English and Anishinaabemowin, and the veterans provided a ceremonial march, the laying of the wreaths, and two members, Dan Draper and Daryl Adams, offered readings. Students from St. James Catholic Elementary School in Lively attended the Indigenous Remembrance Day ceremony at Atikamekw Anishinaabeg on November 8, singing O Canada in Anishinaabemowin and English. Jenny Lamothe. The First Nations, Inuit, and Métis have a long tradition of military service to Canada, which continues today with Indigenous people serving in Canadian armed forces around the world, from NATO duties in Europe to United Nations peace operations. Though Indigenous and non-Indigenous Canadians have historically faced challenges in learning to live on the same land, Art Patategus, Atikamekw elder and knowledge keeper, told attendees of a time he spoke to his father, who had fought for his country. He said he asked his father why he enlisted, and his father told him that it was a sacred covenant, that his nation had promised to build a country with their new relatives from across the Salted Sea, and he wished to see that promise fulfilled. Photos of those lost to war were featured at the Indigenous Remembrance Day ceremony at Atikamekw Anishinaabeg on November 8. Jenny Lamothe. It was fulfilled by those whose names were read out at the ceremony, the names of those lost to war, whose photos lined the walls of the community center, with poppies hung just above. For more information about Indigenous Remembrance Day, click here. Jenny Lamothe is a reporter at Sudbury.com.